Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. AEW Dynamite coming up tonight from Las Vegas. Filthy Tom Lawler's joining us here today. We should find out if he's going to that show tonight. Got 5 segments announced for the show. Of course, tomorrow is TNA Impact. 3 matches announced for that show. And, of course, we have to talk about last night's NXT. What's the word? Ava's gone. What did they do? I guess that's the best way to term it. Well, it was definitely something to talk about. Filthy Tom called it, and myself as well, I like to add. But the circumstances were kind of weird. So, anyway, we'll talk about that here today, plus the full NXT TV report. They are trying to make some changes. They are trying to make the show more interesting. But I thought it was a little bit better. It's still got a ways to go. But we'll talk about that. We've also got a lot of ratings notes, which are important because, as some of you are well aware, Big Data Plus Panel, the change to the way Nielsen does their ratings destroyed professional wrestling over the last 6-8 months or so. And now they've made changes which have helped professional wrestling. So we're going to tell you about that. Plus, we'll get into the house shows, WWE house shows. Cody Rhodes wants more of them, and a lot of other news to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, where earlier this week, I was number 12 on all of Cameo. That's right. So get your cameos today at 4W Online and at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Lots to get into here today. We'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. The same Filthy Tom Lawler who successfully predicted the new GM of NXT. Tom, tell us what happened.
Well, yesterday on NXT, to open the show, our favorite show of the week, I may add.
No, it's not.
Shawn Michaels was in the office with one Robert Stone, who he said, listen, you've done what we said for the past 7 years. You've been a loyal soldier. You've been a shill for NXT.
I love NXT.
We are going to reward you by making you the new GM. And he's like, what? Me? Really? Thank you so much. And Shawn Michaels says, look, I know it could be a little crazy around here. Well, that's the way I like it.
Yeah. I half expected they might call me. But instead, they called Robert Stone. And I think what's most notable is last week, Ava was all over the show, and the day after the show aired, she announced that she was not renewing her deal and she was leaving, and WWE did do a, we wish Ava the best in her future endeavors, a whole thing and everything like that, and of course, we thought, man, what are they going to do, you know? Is going to turn out that Tony D murdered her? Like, I mean, there's so many things you can do.
Instead, he made no mention of her whatsoever. Bro, in his promo.
Tom, nobody said her name at any point during this show. Shawn Michaels didn't say her name. Robert Stone didn't say her name. The announcers never said her name. There was no, you know, Ava did a great job. We're sad. Nothing. It was like she never existed. That was interesting. So she's gone. And they just moved on. Got a new GM, and we'll talk about the show later, but it's very clear that they're trying to get this train back on the tracks. I mean, they're trying to, like, they're rushing some splits, you know? That Zaruka thing is escalating.
What Chase is going U on
split
with that?
Is escalating.
My head is going to explode trying to analyze the Zaruka thing.
Yeah.
How many times are they going to pretend they're friends? Then they are friends. Then they're not friends. Then they hate each other, but they're still forced to team. Just say no.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to get to that a little bit later on, but I want to start with this because the story came out yesterday and everybody is seemingly very confused. So I'm going to try and help. I'm a nice guy. So first off, the Collision show on Saturday night was up 94.5% from the week prior. 492,000 viewers for Collision and a 0.07. The Impact show on Thursday night, 201,000 viewers, which was up from the previous week's 171. And of course, if you recall, almost always, you know, the first episode of a show is going to do the best number and it's going to fall from there. Well, in fact, this third week is up significantly from the debut. It is 0.04, which is up from the prior week, which it is 0.03. The Dynamite show, I don't have the number in front of me, but I think it did like 680,000 viewers last week, which is also up significantly. The NXT number was really good. The SmackDown number was up. Every single show was way up. And everybody had some theory. Oh, is it Andrade? Is it because everyone snowed in? Is it this or that? Well, the answer is they've made a change to how they're doing the ratings again. So this past September, Nielsen busted out this big data plus panel.
Yeah. So now are we in the era of bigger data?
Well, here's what's happening, everyone. There's a big story on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com with all of the details. But essentially, they have made some changes, and it has helped in some ways, but in weird ways, okay? So the problem, if you really analyze this, and we did several months ago, is it very much appears that Big Data Plus Panel is underestimating the number of young viewers that are watching these shows. So 18 to 34 and 25 to 49 or whatever the demos are, these are being underrepresented, okay? And believe it or not, there are a lot of old people that watch wrestling, but there are also a lot of younger people that actually watch wrestling. And so basically it's 18 to 49. That whole 18 to 49 demo was just getting murdered with Big Data Plus Panel. And it was a disaster, because every one of these shows lost like 30% of their 18 to 49. And for those of you who don't care about ratings, whatever, you don't have to care. But you know who cares? CW, TBS, TNT. They were selling ads now for 30% less because the 18 to 49 was down 30%. And all of these shows that used to do whatever and end up, you know, this one's top one, top two, top three, whatever. Now all of a sudden these shows were dropping way down. And so this was a disaster for wrestling. And it's the biggest disaster for AEW because next year they got to do a new TV deal. WWE doesn't matter. They're locked up for like 5 years, 10 years, whatever. But AEW, they're up for renewal in a year. And so this was a disaster. So anyway, everybody, it's not even a wrestling thing. Everybody in television was aware of this, but nobody was willing to like go up against Nielsen because Nielsen's, They're the only one. So the only people that were willing to complain about this were the CW. And they put out this statement. We've expressed to Nielsen our deep frustration with the way it has handled the process, communication, methodology behind its big data rollout. The sudden and substantial discrepancy in NXT viewership reported to big data relative to long-established viewing patterns is inexplicable and lacks credibility. This is from CW. Further, a comparison with data from all other measurement products, including Nielsen, exposes a fundamental flawed methodology in big data. We are disappointed by Nielsen's lack of cooperation, transparency, and accountability with his network partners as we work to resolve this issue. So this isn't a wrestling thing. This is like, it was affecting all sorts of shows. And the funny thing is, the reason that they started this Big Data Plus panel was because of all organizations, the NFL had complained that they felt that they weren't being properly represented in the ratings. Pretty much by far the biggest thing on all of television by miles. They complained. And so Nielsen added this Big Data Plus panel. So anyway, they have kind of changed things up a little bit. And what this has resulted in is still, when it comes to 18 to 49, it has made no difference whatsoever. However, the 50 to 55-year-old demo now is being maybe overrepresented because all of these wrestling shows in the 50 to 54 demographic have exploded. So, you know, I think it was Dynamite or NXT or some show. Dave, you know, like a week ago was like, for some odd reason, all of a sudden, a whole bunch of old people are watching this show. Well, that's now happening to every show because they've made this switch. And basically, the viewership of all of these wrestling shows has gone way up. The 18 to 49 has largely stayed the same. So it's good news because now, you know, the viewership for all of these shows is closer to where it should be. And realistically, if they can figure out the 18 to 49, this will actually probably be great for wrestling because every single show will probably go way up in the demo and viewership. So anyway, there has been a change that's been made. It has helped professional wrestling. There is still more work to be done, but this is a positive. So no, we have not gone back to what we were doing before. It's still Big Data Plus panel, but they've changed the methodology, and now I guess there's more older people being tabulated. So anyway, more after the break, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. Hey, Dynamite's in Vegas tonight, Tom.
Sure is.
Not going?
Palms. I don't believe it's in the cards. I didn't hit up my plug for any tickets, but
I think Adam Cole locked you out.
Don't start this again. Really?
The lineup tonight, Andrade versus...
Really?
I don't know. What do you want me to say? Andrade.
You didn't lock me out. Get out of here.
Andrade versus Kenny Omega. MJF Brody King AW World Championship Eliminator Match. Ricochet and Jack Perry for the AW National Championship. The Young Bucks will be in action.
Oh, I'll go then.
And Hangman Page will be facing Mark Davis. That's the lineup. Yeah,
he's got to face a lot of other things, too.
Dynamite show tonight. You know, speaking of Vegas, the Figure Four Wrestling Observer Convention is coming to Vegas over WrestleMania weekend. And if you have not gotten your tickets, what in the hell are you waiting for? Go to my Twitter.
I'm going to be there.
At Brian Alvarez. Heck yeah, you are.
When I last year, I couldn't get in. There was no tickets.
Couldn't get in.
There was no tickets, I was told.
Really? I'm pretty sure I could get you in, but that's about it. Tickets are available for all of the events over WrestleMania weekend. We have got live podcasts.
Couldn't even get into that.
Live podcast.
I offered to do one, and I was told no.
With Dave, I don't remember any of this, but Dave and I and Vinny and I, and now maybe Tom and I, will all be doing live podcasts. There's going to be after parties after each night of WrestleMania, which, by the way, let me just tell you this, guys. This is no joke. If you want to attend the post-WrestleMania after parties, I need you to go to my Twitter or my Blue Sky at Brian Alvarez and get those tickets now, because those actually are almost gone. And they do sell out because it is a suite. There is a fire code. We cannot put 500 people in a suite. So for some reason...
Good thing it's not based on weight capacity. Otherwise, you'd be able to fit like 30 fans in there.
Wow.
Well, so, sorry. Hey, we're here to tell the truth, aren't we?
If you want to go to the suite parties, there's one after night one and one after night two. There's a buffet lunch at Texas Day Brazil Steakhouse.
It's a sweets party and a buffet. You're not helping, or you are.
We might have a brunch. I'm not sure. I have to look at the thing. There's a karaoke with Vinny on Sunday. You can watch wrestling with Dave Meltzer and Vinny and maybe myself Saturday and Sunday. So there's a lot of cool stuff. Head up to my Twitter or my Blue Sky at Brian Alvarez. A link is there to buy tickets. We'll have an actual like Vegas.com whatever soon. I don't think it's up yet. These tickets have just gone on sale, and the suite parties are going fast. So if you want one, go up and get one, and get tickets for everything else as well, especially that Texas Day Brazil.
Also,
my favorite part of the whole weekend.
Also, if you're going to be there and you're staying anywhere near the Paris, which actually the Horseshoe, which is hosting the Collective and a number of other events, is, you know, that's connected to the Paris Hotel, where my wife is the only female bartender.
Wow.
So if you go to the pool at the Paris, tip generously.
I'll be there.
Otherwise, I'm going to hunt you down.
Tom and I will be there. We're going to go get our tan on. Is that what the kids say? Anyway, check it out, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Keep your pants on. That's my only request.
All righty. What else do we have here today?
It's not one of those pools.
Cody Rhodes talked about how, on his podcast, he has talked to WWE about running more house shows. He says, I've suggested some of the top brass in the company for a myriad of reasons, camaraderie, the reps, the general sense of working here. It's hard to think you work somewhere if you're only there a couple of days a week versus schedule when we first started. It was full tours, live events. You come to TV. You're home less time. I'd suggested them. I said, listen, run one weekend a month. Call them house shows. poke the fourth wall a little bit in terms of what they are. They're canon, but they're not. You're going to see some of the stuff you see on TV, but it's going to be a bit more of a mixed bag. Maybe you're going to see some people you've never seen before, but we're getting their first rep in front of you. Run them that way, where there's an intimacy to them that's advertised. It's a house show. That's what you guys are getting, and it's going to be awesome. They're very fun. And
you know what this reminds me of, Brian?
Back in the day?
It reminds me of somebody raising their hand at the end of the school day and going, hey, why don't we have homework over the weekend?
You don't think that the guys want to do more house shows than the ladies? I think they do.
You think they want to get paid the same?
Well, they are going to get paid the same.
To do more work?
That is true. But well, I do think
Do you know what the goal of professional wrestling is? Do we need to get the Kim Wood clip?
Hold on a second.
It's money!
Hold on a second.
It's money!
Hold on. I believe that if you took all of these wrestlers who are making a flat fee and you told them, we are now adding 12 dates every month, I don't think they would be happy about that. If you told them on pay-per-view weekends, you have to fly in anyway to the city or whatever, we're going to do two house shows at the end of the month, every month. We're going to add two or three, whatever. I think they would be okay with that. Because I think wrestlers like wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of them don't, but a lot of them do. And they like house shows most of all.
Was everybody happy to be at Collision and Dynamite once Collision got put on the schedule?
Hold on a second. Collision and Dynamite, that's different. Because if you're on Collision and Dynamite, you have to fly to a city Tuesday, wrestle Wednesday, fly home, and then fly out again Friday to a different city. If they did Collision and Dynamite back-to-back, that'd be one thing. If you already have to fly to Las Vegas for a pay-per-view on a Saturday, fly in Thursday to a Thursday-Friday house show, do the Saturday pay-per-view, do a Sunday house show, go home. You're not having to fly in and out multiple times a week. You're flying once. Once in, once out. So it should be done, I think. I think they'd be fine with house shows, Tom. Clearly, you wouldn't. I know you like wrestling.
I love wrestling.
I know you do.
I absolutely love it. But when you're contracted to do a certain number of dates and a certain number of matches, and then it's added to and you're not compensated more, it becomes an issue.
Well, maybe they will be compensated more. Maybe they'll give them that $50 a... I guess that was for TV back in the day when you get $50 for television in the 80s because they were doing you a favor by putting you on television. Remember those days, Tom?
No.
Tell me how you feel like an old grizzled vet.
I don't even want
to. No. We got time, Tom. We got 6 minutes.
I don't even remember what we were saying last night.
Well, you just felt really old. It's a different generation now, Tom. It's not like it was when we started.
It sure is. What was my exact quote? Could you imagine some of these guys having to do spots on the fly with Fidel Sierra?
Well, you were mostly. This all came up because of the ladder match, and how much practice went into the ladder match.
I enjoyed the ladder match. That was my initial point.
Yeah, but you did. Note, the days of getting in the ring and working on the fly are done. I feel like a relic of an ancient time, he says, when I talk about wrestling in 2005 to 2007. Imagine 98! God! Do you realize in 1998, it wasn't even that nobody practiced, okay? But, like, if you tried, you would be shamed. Like, the idea that you would get into the ring before the show... you would be ridiculed. What do you mean you're going to get in and practice? What are you going to practice?
I am not kidding. There were matches I had early in my career where the person in the back would not talk to me. Like they were veterans and they were just so disrespected by the fact that they actually had to wrestle some scrub like me, fresh out of college, who could have mopped the frickin' mat with these punks, these old bastards. I would have mopped the floor with them, shoe-shined myself if I wanted to, spit-shined my socks, all my clothes with these relics. These guys are relics of an ancient time. This is what you had to deal
with.
I don't think it was disrespect.
I think it was more the veterans were just going to call the match and you were just going to listen. And so
Can I have 5 minutes off the air to curse and lose my mind over this sometime?
Like I would go up to Tim or Buddy Wayne, and it would be like, what are we going to do? And they'd be like, don't worry about it. And I would be worrying about it. Like, I'd just be petrified. And don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. They didn't want to talk about it. Like, get out of here. Go do something. What are we doing? Don't worry about it. And then, you know, you just worried about it the whole time. I don't think it was disrespect. It was, they didn't want to bother. They were just going to go out and do it. Just shut up and listen, kid. Those days are over. The days of shut up and listen.
Yeah, now it's shut up and go practice.
Yeah, shut up and get in the ring and do 75 more reps of that ladder match. That was a pretty good, I will say that it wasn't perfect because, you know, they had some silly spots.
You know what's happening, though, and I will admit this happened with the Psycho Circus and Wyatt match. We have set the bar so low with our expectations for some of these NXT matches that when they turn out better than expected, I am shocked, mortified even sometimes.
Like, honestly, if you didn't know, like if we watch this match in 5 years and these guys are like all professionals at that point, and you look back at this match, you'd probably think, whoa, this is not a great ladder match. But knowing most of these guys had never been in a ladder match, most of them had probably, you know, some of them probably had like less than 20 matches. I mean, for who was in it and their level of experience, it's very much over-delivered. We're going to talk about the show after the break, everybody. Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. You going to take us through this NXT report, Tom?
I guess I will.
Let's do it.
So, well, NXT live on the CW, which, Brian, are you aware that WBD owns a portion of the CW still?
Really?
Yeah, 12.5%, I believe. So they are airing both Dynamite and NXT in a way.
About
Think about that. That next time those ratings come in and you got to analyze them.
All right.
All right. So HBK named Robert Stone the interim GM, as we mentioned earlier. He said it's crazy there. That's the way that he likes it. Robert Stone was taken aback by being chosen. And then we had an opening video package showcasing the past NXT champions from all the eras of the brand before we transition to recent developments with Oba Femi vacating the NXT title weeks ago. A mad rush to establish contenders, dispatch pretenders. This all includes veterans, newcomers to NXT alike. Mike Rome then introduced the women's NXT North American title three-way with Thea Hale, Lola Vice, and champion Izzy Dame, already staged in the ring. Booker T called Lola a hot, spicy meatball. While she went for arm bars and triangle chokes on Thea, I was not aware that she was Italian. However, hey, they all dove on each other on the floor before commercial break. They did a three-person sleeper hold when they came back. Lola hit her rapid-fire Taekwondo kicks, hit hip attack after hip attack in the corner as Booker T tried to remain conscious. Hale tried for her springboard senton. Lola got out a rear naked choke instead. Izzy broke it up. Lola landed a front leg back roundhouse kick, and then Thea locked a Kimura on her. Lola countered this and went a rear naked again. They tried for some roll-ups. Izzy kicked Lola, tried to powerbomb Thea. Thea gave her a DDT. Izzy rolled to the apron. Kalani Jordan ran down, kicked Lola, smashed her hand with the ladder that was under the ring for the main event. Then Thea tried to use the confusion to get a roll-up. Izzy kicked out. Thea locked out a Kimura again. Izzy flailed like the wacky inflatable tube guy until she hot-shotted Thea onto the ropes, gave her a sit-down powerbomb, which is not her normal finish, and got the win.
Yeah, this match was all right. I did laugh at the end when they're just, I mean, they were going absolutely crazy for Thea putting her in that Kimura near the end. Just, I mean, this was the point in the match where they went absolutely nuts. I thought, you fans... still
the way she sold that so ridiculously, like there was no way she was going to tap out.
Yeah, but they were going wild.
I
they
know.
So badly wanted this. And then, of course, she immediately gets necked and pinned. I was like, yeah, wake up, fans. Wake up. You will never be happy watching this promotion.
Ren and Kendall pumped up Soul backstage before Zarya showed up. Complained about not getting the same opportunities that Soul does. She was mad because Soul took a spot in the Royal Rumble and she didn't get it. Well, Zarya, let me clue you in. You lose most of your matches. You haven't won any titles. If you're going to give away a spot to Sol Ruka or Zarya, it's going to be Sol Ruka every day of the week in kayfabe. So she said Zaruka's fine, but she needs the win tonight for herself. Chase U is sowing the seeds of dissension backstage. Stax, Ariana, Alexis King showed up. They agreed to face off later on tonight as Alexis King wondered who would Chase U is going to choose or realize their full potential. Tony D then explained his actions.
Here we go.
It's been 7 months since he has said anything to us. He said he doesn't want to keep it simple. He's got some things he wants to get off his chest. And he asked for the house lights to be turned on because he wanted to see everyone in the crowd, which they loved. They were chanting his name, Tony, Tony. He said he had forgotten who he was. He needed to remember what he does best. That's bouncing heads off the mat. Crowd loved it. He said he came back calculated. He made sure no one knew his moves, and he liked that. He came back for two reasons. One is Dark State. Well, you could have fooled me, buddy. He says this isn't about vengeance. It's about punishment. They took everything from him, and now he's going to take everything from them. And reason number two, we'll find out when he's done with
false advertising, Tony. You said you'd give us two reasons. You gave us one. I actually thought this was a pretty good promo.
The crowd ate it up, but he didn't say a damn thing.
He didn't say a thing. Actually, here's the thing, Tom. He said something.
He said one
because
thing.
Let me tell you what wasn't getting over one bit. Bearded Mute. So the fact that he's not a bad promo at all. And he's got a lot of personality, even if he's not a murderer.
He's a good promo, but he didn't say anything.
Yeah, I was fine with this. I thought he did a pretty good job.
Shiloh Hill's doing a tape study on fracture mechanics, aerodynamics, other ladder-related information ahead of his challenge for the NXT title in the six-man ladder match. Elio LaFleur took on Charlie Dempsey in a speed tournament match.
Was this not the best actual speed match since they brought this concept to NXT?
This was really good. And also, I got to say, with one mention, Jasper Troy turned it all around for me because he cut a promo on all the tournament competitors coming up, and he told Charlie Dempsey to try to use that George Hackenschmidt stuff on him and see what happens. I love any good historical reference, and I didn't expect it on a Jasper Troy.
No, I'm sure he came up with that himself.
Booker T said Charlie Dempsey was in New Japan, which was not true. It was Noah. Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, which is true, and that he's been doing Sambo tournaments in Brazil, which, while I cannot prove that didn't happen, it would be entirely bizarre because Sambo is a predominantly Russian, European, and African sport. If you look at the
I think he was talking about him doing Samba tournaments. He was dancing.
Nice try. They charged each other, collided immediately, hardly pumped the brakes for almost 3 minutes. LaFleur landed a great springboard knee. Dempsey suplexed him. LaFleur did a tilt-a-whirl reverse head scissors takedown and got the win. This, while it was awesome, would have been better with even more time. And next week we get Briggs versus Eli Knight.
Josh Briggs and Eli Knight. It actually should be good. It's just weird.
Sure is. Joe Hendry was interviewed by Kincaid, not the guy from Spawn, Kelly Kincaid, I think. He's feeling a bit down, but he's going to turn that around tonight and give the NXT universe reason to believe in Joe Hendry, the NXT champion. I was not sold on his prediction. Zaruka took on the Elegance brand for the TNA Knockouts tag titles. Hey, you know who wasn't there? Mr. Elegance.
He wasn't
there.
Now
that I think about it.
That's true. He must have had a booking.
Maybe his cousin didn't put in a good enough word for him.
You idiot.
With the backstage.
You're an absolute
people.
Idiot.
Zarya chose to go it alone early, played the role of one woman wrecking crew, wrecking two women.
Well, the point of this match, let's get to the point.
The outside.
They could not get along. It was one blind tag after another. And finally, they got in a huge shoving match. And it led to their demise.
Did it? It did not lead to their demise, actually.
Well,
they got into a shoving match. They hit tandem spears and then went for their finisher. And then Zarya was shoved in the way cleanly. It was clean. It didn't. They weren't arguing. They actually went for their finisher. Sol went for the
Yeah, but they're incompetent is the point.
Well, they're facing the TNA Knockouts tag title championship holders. Give them a little bit of credit. The Elegance brand, baby. Anyways, M pushed Zarya into oncoming traffic. She got hit with the Soul Snatcher. M and Heather gave Zarya a bow and arrow combined with a top rope double stomp combo, which I loved, and they got the win.
So Soul and Zarya, they fought and argued and fought and argued and then lost, and the match is over, and they just sat in the ring looking at each other. I was like, can you please break up right now? I am so sick of this story. It's been going on for years. Like, let's do it already.
No. You think that. You would think that based on what they did later on too. But no, we're getting more. You said you thought this was going to be the match where they finally broke up. I remember hearing that for like the past week.
Yeah.
Well, I believed you. But guess what?
This is the one just show like, I don't book.
Just like Raven predicted. Marks. Jada Parker was having a pep rally in the parking lot. She got attacked by not Mariah May, and we saw footage of it here. Then Lexus King and Stax took on Chase U in what was essentially a speed tag match. This was like a 400-meter race. They started off fast. They ended fast. To be fair, I loved it. I'm really enjoying this Lexus King lately. I hate to admit it. King and Stax won clean when King hit a running forearm strike to the back of Kale Dixon's head and then hit the coronation and pinned him.
You can see here that they're just changing everything because Andre Chase got murdered last week and his head stomped and the fans chanted, "Thank you, Andre," thinking the guy was going to be cut. They say he got taken to the hospital. He's just out here managing this week like nothing ever happened. And then after the match, Uriah walks out on Chase U, and literally 10 minutes later, they do a backstage segment with Pillman Jr. And the mustache guy just walks up with him. It's like he's joined their group. Missed weeks of television.
Yeah. This is Uriah Connors. You're talking about Brogan Finley, I believe. He walked out with them after the match.
Yeah.
He walked with them, and now he's in their group.
He's joined their group just like that.
Well, they set it up earlier in the same show.
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, Zari and Sol have been feuding for 13 years and they haven't broken up yet.
JC Jane went to the ring, promoted her appearance in the Royal Rumble post haste. She called out Sol Ruka for eliminating her. Instead, Zarya came out, said Sol has had enough opportunities handed to her. The Ren QCC came out. Kendall said it wasn't if, but when she's going to make JC Jane tap out or pin her. Then Sol finally came out, laid her claim at the belt. But interim GM Robert Stone interjected, and he made a tag match next week between Zaruka and Ren QCC, with the winner of the fall getting the next shot at JC Jane in Atlanta. Boy, seems to me like a perfect opportunity for Ren Sinclair to get a win.
We'll see.
Then we had the NXT 7-way ladder match for the NXT Championship. Ricky Saints, Joe Hendry, Dion Lennox, Keanu Carver, Shiloh Hill, Sean Legacy, Jackson Drake. This is the first time since 2015 that the NXT title is up for grabs in a ladder match.
I wrote a lot of words for this match.
Me too. Pretty standard ladder match with lots of choreographed spots. Guys getting their chances to shine. They pulled off most things well, especially like we mentioned that for guys with relative inexperience, not only in these types of matches, but wrestling in general. The Shiloh Hill, he's won me over. He did the Terry Funk helicopter ladder spot, took out everybody. And then later on at the finish, he did like a spot where he used a broken ladder as stilts and was walking around and then got hit with a doomsday device.
I have never seen that in my life. That was actually really incredible.
I didn't get him because he's like from this new Gen Z or whatever, but I'm falling in love with this guy.
He's very charismatic.
Yeah. Keanu Carver rose from ladders like Oscar the Grouch from Delectable Trash. Literally, figuratively ran through everybody, including a body check to Sean Legacy through the paper mache loser's lane they have. Then he confronted Ricky Saints at the belt on two ladders before Ricky kicked Keanu off a ladder. Saints hit his pose. Joe Hendry hit him with the belt. He fell through a ladder, and we have a new NXT champion. Do you believe?
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how.
Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. Overall, I thought that was a pretty good NXT. You know who the MVP was of the show?
Booker T?
Yes. No one, I don't care what anyone thinks about Booker T as a commentator. There's no commentator in this business better at getting stuff over than Booker T. That guy, when Lola was doing the running hip attacks in the corner, he was out of his mind. And the crowd's in a frenzy. They can just hear him just going crazy. And they're making the same weird noises he makes. And then he sings Joe Hendry's song. It's part of Joe Hendry's entrance now, is just Booker singing his song before and after.
You know what he's kind of morphed into? Is the role of like one of these talking heads that you would see on ESPN. You know, he is a color commentator.
Yes.
Unlike what we see nowadays. He's more in the vein of a Jesse Ventura.
That's what a color commentator is supposed to be. It's like no one's figured that out anymore. He adds real color to these shows. He makes the shows when he's on better. Sometimes he goes a little nutty, you know? Sometimes I think he needs to be reeled in a little bit. I guess it's also, you know, he looks good working with Vic.
Let him loose.
Yeah, he should be let loose. He should just be the T all the time. But anyway,
I'm pretty sure he is.
we're going to wrap it up, everybody. There is an After Dark today. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the Shroud of Tour and everything went wrong with the show. So we've rebooked the guests. We're going to try it again this afternoon. So that'll be 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline. However you're listening to this, Twitch, YouTube, whatever. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern for After Dark Radio. And then Wrestling Observer Radio later on tonight. We'll talk AEW Dynamite, NXT, all of the news. Dave can run wild like Booker T when he talks about these ratings. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight, so check it out, everybody. And I'll be back tomorrow, probably with Tom for a bit, and Landstorm on Friday. There's a lot of stuff coming up. Check it out, everybody, and get your tickets now for the F4W convention. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.